proclaim a fast, call an assembly, all the elders gather, all the elders to settle on the earth at the house of Jehovah God, to cry out to Jehovah. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather all the elders to settle on the earth at the house of Jehovah God, to cry out to Jehovah. I'm a little under the weather today because I've been fighting a throat infection with vitamin C. Full disclosure, I think that's why I didn't read so well there. But before we begin our study, there's probably some things to talk about. One thing is I've taken 17 grams of vitamin C today, 11 and then 6 more later on. And, I mean, liquid feces is a place where you feel like you might have to stop taking vitamin C. But when I stopped, I could have taken more and probably should have. I realized later, because we can always resume it again. But the way that you know you're healed with vitamin C is when you can't take any more at all. You just, when you just, your body won't let you take any more. And I didn't go to that point the first time. And it didn't get healed the first time. I don't know if I'll be healed now, or some infections are very persistent. And I felt like I was very near that point where I just can't take any more this time, but maybe I didn't go long enough this time either, and maybe sometimes you have to do it in stages. Some infections, it takes a kilogram of vitamin C ascorbate, which a small woman was able to take for her mononucleosis, and she cured it with a kilogram of ascorbate, eating it in 2 days. So it took her 2 days to eat all of that. I'm talking about 17 grams, not 1,000 grams. Can you imagine? I can't really imagine. Today we're going to skip paragraph 9, just because it seems... Well, maybe we won't skip it. Maybe we'll come back to it. I don't know. I do want to cover. I think we'll skip it. We don't need to study that particular chapter. We've already talked about it before. All the points that are contained in it, except for the Esau. The part about the kings of Edom, who are not part of the chronology, so they don't really enter into the discussion of chronology, and that's... This whole article is really, or all the articles are about chronology. But number 2 on the list of kings of Edom was Jobab. It's possible he's the same person as the Bible book called Job. The Bible, not a patriarch, but somebody who... In other words, he's not in the descent line of the Messiah, as far as we know. He's just someone who's living, I think the Bible says, in Arabia or someplace like that, at the time, well, ancient times. It doesn't even really say precisely when he lived in the Bible. But whether that's him or not is another question. We've got some dates in there. They're 1493 is the Exodus date. 1923 is the time when Joseph became second in command of all Egypt. Yeah, I have no sore throat right now. So, I mean, it's really so remarkable, but how vitamin C can cure serious infections just by taking it every 20 minutes, you know, in... quantities of about, I guess I take 2 grams, right? Yeah, 2 grams every 20 minutes. Is that true? Yeah, I think so. The date, at least that's what I'm taking now, so 1923 BCE is thus seen as the validation of Jehovah's covenant with Abraham, because when Joseph was appointed as second in command of all Egypt, that surely was a blessing, right? And Jehovah had promised through his covenant with Abraham to bless him. And so that was a big sign of that blessing there. Galatians talked about 430 years earlier, something had happened before the law, right? Or what did it say? Let's look it up. Galatians. What is it? Galatians. Well, I'll find it. Galatians 3 and 17. So we're not really going to totally skip the... We're just not going to read all of it. But we're going to perhaps do the next paragraph. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just focus on some other things that I was talking about yesterday that are of great interest to do with the new discovery about the year 2711 BCE, which by the way, there's another thing that fits. I want to get there before. I'll do it now, because if I forget to do it, it's the most important thing I want to talk about today anyway. So 27, other than the scripture, of course, from Joel, 2711. A remarkable thing here. Let's just forget that year for now. 2711. Let's take in the old chronicle, okay, of Egypt. We're going to look for that. I'm going to show you that for a second. In a second, I'll show you. For a second. In a second. For a second. Okay, now I'm in the wrong spot within that. Let's duplicate this tab. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Has to load the website. See what we've got. Now I'll zoom to the end. To the end of the works of Manetho, and try to get and bring up the old chronicle of Egypt, right? This is Plutarch. There's Manetho right there. From Syncellus, according to Eusebius. Wait, okay. We're at the last dynasty, then we go past Egyptica into... Oh, that's Plutarch. That's okay. That's still... No, I wasn't too far. There are a lot of different sections, different sort of individual articles in this book by Waddell, 1940. It's called Manetho with an English Translation, first printed 1940. But then there's this other thing here. Eustathius says something there. That's one little essay or section. Appendix 1 is... Oh, look at that. There are a lot of little things. A quote from Homer, the Iliad. And then there's Pseudo-Manetho. And then there's somewhere here, Eratosthenes. From Syncellus. Are these the Theban kings? Yeah, Theban kings. But I realized when I looked at the Theban kings... that the Theban kings, based on the end of the, or rather the beginning of the Hyksos dynasty in 1640, the Theban kings gives us the idea that the starting date for the Egyptian kings was 2716. That's where we got the 2716 also, and from some other way of adding up the, you know, the years that we find in all these sources. We had been using 2716 as this date for the beginning, but now 2711 has become very interesting. So we'll get past this, and I think the next part is the old chronicle. There it is. So here's the part I want to talk about. This is fascinating, and I need more time to study it. I mean, not because I'll be able to necessarily find anything, but it's... You know, you find it's like a big puzzle. It's very difficult to figure out. A very difficult puzzle. So we need more time, but there's no guarantee we're going to solve the puzzle or when. There's no way of knowing when we'll solve it. But if you look at look at this. The 443 years is given there. But that's not the part I wanted to show you. But that 443 years was the same as the number of cubits of the width or one side of the base of the Great Pyramid. 443 Egyptian cubits of 20.6 inches. So the number 443 is encoded in the Great Pyramid, which makes it rather convincing. You know, the old chronicle, when we come down to this page 233 in this book by Waddell, we see that he gives this total number from Mestrium, the first king, or Menes, as he's also called. The total of years is 2365 years for all of Egypt, the whole span of Egyptian rule, down to the last king, Nectanebo. And wait a minute now, which takes us to there approximately 15 years before the rule of Alexander the Founder. Okay, so yeah, the rule of Nectanebo is one thing. Some people date that 340, but that's only... Wait a minute, is it 340? The end of Nectanebo is I think 340 or something like that. We were saying 343 at one point, but we got it from some source, probably the same source that now says 340. But 15 years before the rule of Alexander. But it says here, before the conquest of the world by Alexander, up above here. 15 years before the conquest of the world, okay? So that's the key there, conquest of the world. 15 years before that. That we didn't do before. We didn't use that number, which is 331, when... Well, you could take a variety of different years for this, but Alexander began to rule in 336, and he had this great battle against Darius the Mede, the king of Persia, in the year 331, the Battle of Gaugamela. So if we take 331, to that we add the 2365. Well, let's add the 15 years first. 15 years, right? That will actually be 346, which is a few years different from what it might otherwise have been. So there's quite a bit of leeway here. Now 331 plus 15 plus the 2365. And this is the amazing thing. Look what happens. 2711. So we found that number does so many different things. Another thing I was able to determine, go back to the other tab here. It says here Osiris and Isis ruled for 35 years and were followed by Typhon for 29 years. Okay? Now that's a total of, 35 and 29. 64 years, right? 64 years. Which we add, okay, to 2711, assuming that that's the end of that sort of dynasty, and then the beginning of the rule of Horus commences, or the rule of Horus commences. And if we take the beginning of the reign of Horus to be Khasekhemwy, the first Egyptian king who started to rule in 2711, we now believe, according to this new number. I mean, we always knew he was about 27 years before, or we don't know this. None of these dates are known. They're just our best estimate. The best estimate for the Old Kingdom was 2685, so we added 27 to that to get 2711 or 12 or whatever. So 2711 is still our number. And Khasekhemwy is the person who represents Horus there, but Osiris and Isis for 35 years, well, first let's add Well, let's just, wait a minute. Oh, just to add this. Yeah. 35 and 29 and 27, 11. It's 2775, which is exactly halfway between Adam and the Common Era. 5550 to 2775. It's exactly halfway. 2775 times 2. 5550. Now that's significant somehow, but we know that the eclipse of Nimrod was 2774, so 2775 is close enough. In our chronology, what we call the eclipse of Nimrod, because it's so well correlated in 2774 to the beginning of the Egyptian calendar, that's why we believed it was so true. So these numbers are amazing also now in this context of 2711 plus 35 plus 29, but we can do more than that. Let's go to, at least I believe we can, I mean, I have faith we can, coming to the Great Pyramid again, the chronology of the Great Pyramid. If you look on the list here, how long does it say Osiris and Isis ruled? 433 years. And Typhon ruled for 359 years. So each of these years, though, is actually representing one lunar month. So when we take, let's do it all together. Oh, no, let's do it individually. Let's do it. Let's do it. 433, just to show at first, when we divide by. The number is 12.3682671. That's how many lunar months there are in a year. And you get 35 years exactement from that. So that shows that that's done using lunar months. And so we also get 359. Let's do that. Let's just change the 433 to the 359, which is a number given there in the old chronicle for Typhon, who succeeded Osiris and Isis. When we plug in 359 and divide by that 12.3682671, we get 29. Again, exactly. We're close enough to exact. 29.02589. Essentially, exactly 29. So we got the same numbers from the... this is, however, all of this, though, came from Herodotus, Book 2, pages 144 to 145 here, in this document with the illustration of the Great Pyramid. At least that's what it looks like it's saying here, as edited in, as shown to Herodotus. Circa 455 BC by the Egyptians. These numbers were shown to him when he went to Egypt. Herodotus was the father of history, we know him as. He's the great historian who lived around the time of 455 BC. So, BCE, as we call it now. But that's amazing. So we've gotten good correspondence from those time periods, right? And we add 29 now to 2711. What do we get? That's the other thing. Plus 29. 2711 plus 29 is 2740. Or if we added just a little more, 2741 is the time of the division of the Earth, isn't it? Or what would that? What else would it be? Well, right, when the Earth was divided. But the dispersion, we said the dispersion is sort of 7 years before that. And it said that in Jackson's book that Nimrod ruled after the dispersion, right? Is that true? I think so. If I go here to Jackson Volume 1, go all the way down to page 233. Oh, I'm very close now. Okay. Is that where it is? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. He says, Nimrod, the first Belus, reigned in Babylon after the dispersion. Right there, after the dispersion. Nimrod, the first Belus, reigned in Babylon. So there we go. And we, well, he gives his dates. They're not the same as ours. We don't care what his dates are particularly. But, we do at some point, but I mean, we've already eliminated his, I mean, he doesn't have the same number of resources that we have. We don't use his numbers as though they have more authority, because we believe we have more authority with all of our information that we have nowadays, more information than they used to have in 1752 when he wrote that book. So Nimrod, he said, ruled after the dispersion. So if the dispersion was 2747 and he ruled 6 years, well, close to 7 years, so we can get back there by adding seven to that number that we had. And we got 2747, right? And now if we add to that the 35 years, or wait a minute, no. This is when we add the 28 years of Osiris, 27 years of Osiris. And that's when we get 2774, right? So you see this here in this expression, 7 plus 27 is almost 35. It's 34, which is, but Nimrod ruled after the dispersion, and Osiris, we believe, died prior to, wait a minute now, when did Osiris die? Yeah, that's a good question. Why is it that Nimrod begins to rule? Well, we don't say that Nimrod began to rule in 2747, though. But he may have been ruling prior to the dispersion as well. But after the dispersion, he ruled 6 years, is what that says. So, but Osiris, we said that Osiris is Nimrod. So if he is, then we've been taking 2747 as the death of Nimrod, but I don't think so. I think that he's the person that, well, yeah, he's the person who preceded Nimrod. It's very confusing. I understand how confusing it is. Very difficult to narrow down to one particular viewpoint or one particular way of understanding all of this. But let's go back to this. Look at the Book of Sothis for a second here, right here. See, Mestrium ruled for 35 years. See that? That's a coincidence, isn't it? So maybe he was Osiris with that 35-year reign. That looks perfectly in agreement. And then we have somebody who ruled, well, what's 27, let's see. Yeah, 2737 or 2738 plus 35. Because 2738 was 2738 was the year one of, or 37 actually was the year one of Shenong, so 27, let's say 38, so we can just add it up and get 2773. But I mean, it would be 2772 if we said 2737 and 35 would be 2772, which is still very close to the eclipse of Nimrod in 2774, right? So from 2737, which is that time period of the beginning of Shenong's reign, or maybe it's when, yeah, that's just about, or 2738 actually is 14 years after 2751, which is when, because the years count backwards in the BCE years, with 2751 being year one of Enmerkar. And Enmerkar is another name, we think, for this Nimrod again. So 2751, 14 years to 2738, is a good place to start here. And we add to that the 35 years, right? 2773, right? Much better, or closer to 2774. But the thing is, when we subtract the 63 years here of Carodes, the second king, who ruled from that point, we need, no. We need 2748 for this, 47, yeah. From 2747 or 48, let's say 48, just so it comes up, 2685, the beginning of Old Kingdom Egypt. Yeah, we don't have it all. There are enough things that were going on back then that we don't know about, I think. There's enough complexity still. There's always still more work to do. But this number, 2711, when we subtracted the 443, which was built right into the Great Pyramid, we got 2268. Right? And what else did we do? We think we got more than that. Yeah, we had also another way we could say 2268 plus the 215 years of the Arabian kings plus 263 or whatever it was, 2746. And the 263 is built right into to the dynasties of Manetho. Oh, I don't have to go away from that. Anyway, yeah. Just stay right where I was. Go to the next book here. I'm right at the end of the dynasties of Manetho right now. Go back to Dynasty 1. Here it is. 263 years, according to Africanus. That was Dynasty 1. Right there. 263 years for Dynasty 1. According to Africanus, Julius Africanus. So that 263 works really well to get back to this 2747 again, which, or 2746. Now, what's 2746? Subtract the 2774, what do we get? This is where we get our 28 years of Osiris, yeah, or something like that, 27, 28 years. The 28th year of Osiris, when Osiris died, according to that story about Hathor 17, the day of his death and all of that. And there's still a lot more work to be done because it's such an obscure time that the closer we get, the more the work is just beginning. But 2711 is this remarkable number that we found, and I just added another important thing there to how we can use it. And 2268 is another, it's the other really important number, which I used to derive, I'll show you how I derived pi from it. We took 2268, which is equal to, divided by, what did we get when we divide 2268? I can hardly see this. The button, I mean, that's a plus sign. I can't find the division. There we go. Divide by 63, right? And you get 36. Okay? So 36 times 63 is 2268. That's the first thing. But now we can say, well, okay, also we can say 360 times 6.3 is also 2268. So 6.3, what is that number like, 6.3? Well, it's very similar to 2 pi, right? Because pi is 3.14159, 265358979723238, etc. 6.3, let's divide that. Let's take this 6.3 and divide it by 2 pi, because then it'll be a number just slightly bigger than 1, right? So take 6.3, divide by 2 pi, divide by 2, well, we can put that in brackets just so everybody understands it. You can do it more than one way here. 2 times pi. It's very small on this screen, isn't it? Pi bracket. Okay, now we have the number 6.3 divided by 2 pi. Okay, which is equal to 1.00267614148, etc. Put that to the power of 360, because we have this 6.3 times 360. So let's put this to the power of 360, and we derive from that didn't work. 6.2, no, I didn't use 6.3, did I? Wait a minute. 6.3, yes it is, 6.3 divided by 2 pi to the power of 360. It's not right. Divide by. That's what I did. Divide by 2. Oh, I said E. That's wrong. That's what it should say. Yeah, there we go. 2.617. That's the number of 1 over phi, right? Or 1 plus phi, I should say. 1 plus phi is this number. It's actually phi is 1.618. So this is very close to phi. It's a workable number. And the number of phi that can be deduced by calculating it from the Great Pyramid is very close to this, it turns out. Or very close to 1.617. So this the way of using that number 2268 shows to me, anyway, that number 2268 is a very significant or interesting number. For that reason, as well as many other reasons, as we've shown. But we ran out of time. We ran out of time just by talking about all those things. I still don't have a sore throat. I don't know if I'm going to get better or not, but I'll keep working on the treatment if I need to. But December 16, and I'll only use vitamin C for the treatment, December 16. It is December 16, 2024 of the Common Era, and the time is 15:16. Canadian Eastern Time. I'm Ward Green. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I love you very much. And in my behalf, this is Sissy, and this is Star saying bye for now. And that was the Ark of Urartu. Once again, paragraph 9, chapter 9, paragraph 9 of part 2 of the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express. So yeah, we didn't get into the next paragraph. That's fine. We just did one paragraph like normal.